Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour number three of the Rob Brown Radio Program starts right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, on the ones and twos. Welcome back. Great to have you. Hope you're enjoying your morning thus far. We've kind of been all over the place, but I want to dive into this for just a minute, mainly because now that we've talked about it, I spent the break looking down through the 2024 Olympic sports list, the list of events that will be taking place at this year's Paris Olympic Games. And I want to go down through a couple of the big ones, great one. And I want you to tell me, if we got a group of like average dudes, right? We just go down and we pick the first 100 guys that walk by. Just regular folks, all genders, all walks of life, all body types and physical specimens. What sports, against the list of just average competitors, do you think you would actually have a chance to thrive in?
Is this me in my prime or me in my old broke down?
Right now, today.
Right now?
Right now, today. Archery. I'm going to go. I used to shoot bows. I feel like I could put up a fight against the average. In fact, I think I would excel in archery against just average dudes. If we picked 100 guys off the street downtown, I think I would excel in archery.
All right. I happen to know a guy who's really good at archery who could help me out. So, possibly archery.
I'm going, by the way, this starts today. No practice, no prep. You're jumping in today for competition. I'm going today. I could excel against the average individual in archery.
You think that you could pull the bow back?
I used to bow hunt. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. I used to bow hunt. Yes. Archery, I would excel. Against an average guy.
I don't know that I could excel, but I think I could hold my own.
Artistic gymnastics.
Here's the thing, you know, that's up to interpretation, and as far as the artistic mind, I will put my artistic mind up against quite a few people. Now, will my body obey? But it's all about interpretation.
No, it's not. This is the apparatus gymnastics. Floor exercise, pommel horse, rings, vault, parallel bars, horizontal bars. Those are the men's events. I'm going to tell you right now, I would break my face on a pommel horse. If you have ever tried to hold yourself up with rings, the average man is not doing it. You're not doing it at all. The vault, like, I could jump and just, like, swing on it, And that'd be about it. I got zero
shot.
Are you sure
you can swing on it? Because, I mean, you got to hold your body weight. I'm just saying.
I can't. Listen, I still got the tries to hold myself up. I'm not doing like I did in high school, like 50 dips at a time, right? Like I might could do one top end. But no, there's no chance either of us are doing anything in artistic gymnastics.
See, I thought you were just talking about floor exercise. Floor exercise, I mean, we could do that. Probably not a lot of flips and turns in there, but, you know, floor exercise we could do.
Olympic athletics. This includes sprints, middle distance and long distance events, hurdles, steeplechase, and relays.
It's what used to be like the triathlon.
Yeah,
they've,
mostly.
They've changed it to that, yeah.
Prime Rob Brown, no problem. I'm competing in everything. Today's Rob Brown, absolutely not. I get winded going up a staircase. I'm not competing in distance athletics. Who asked you? Who asked you? Nobody asked you.
He's speaking to someone on the internet right
yes,
now.
Yes, the lady friend has showed up and said his bow is in storage. I own a bow,
well,
which puts
go.
Me ahead of 98% of average guys.
That's true. But in storage, is it like encased in something? Because if not, those things can get warped and stuff with
no,
the weather.
No, but it's not strung to avoid that.
Okay.
It's not strung to avoid that. I could go string that bow today and put arrows in a target at 75 yards, not a problem.
Wow.
Not a problem.
Wow.
Would not take anything out of me.
I have some doubt, but, you know.
I'm willing to put it to the test. Badminton. I feel like if I was going to do any over the net.
Have you watched? Dude.
Against average guys.
Okay. Yeah.
We're competing against 100 dudes that we go downtown and grab the first 100 guys.
All right. I got it. Badminton. I mean, I'm probably exhausted and dead after the first match.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, we used to play badminton like that in the backyard. I mean, it was straight on, serve as hard as you could, fast paced. Yeah.
I feel like against the average dude, I can compete at badminton.
She's coming at you hard.
I know. Welcome to my life, bro. I signed up for this. I ain't choose this life. This life chose me. The lady friend said, "Oh, good, we're filming her." Okay, go. You pay to go get my bow.
I'm
bow
guessing
strong,
she didn't sound like that.
And I'll do it. I'll absolutely do it. All right. Basketball. Let's keep it to 3-on-3. You and two other average competitors versus three other average competitors. I feel like I could still hoop against the average guy. Not like if I go down to the Y, I'm getting smoked and pick up ball by like guys who play every day. But if we just go grab the first six dudes we find downtown, I feel like I could put up a game.
All right, I can't. All I'm good at is fouling. Now, if you want someone to get in there and take somebody out, I'm the goon for you. But yeah, I'm not going to pretend like I'm a basketball guy. I'm not.
Steven said, "I challenge you to archery, Rob. If you miss more than me, you have a trip to the Nerf wall." You know what? I'll take you up on that. I will take you up on that.
It's not how Nerf
is. There
works.
An archery range in the hood? I will take you up on that. Beach volleyball. For the record, I have the advantage here. I grew up on a beach playing beach volleyball. Yes, I can still go. It will not be what it used to be. I will not be playing the net going up to put death spikes on dudes like I did when I was 24, but I played long enough.
Are we wearing the Speedos?
No, the dudes wear like shorts and no shirt.
Yeah, but they're
I'll go tank top.
They're tight
shorts. Not on the dudes, not anymore.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, all
yeah.
right. Those tank tops are loose. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Those look pretty cool. So.
I will go just because I know the game. I will excel at beach volleyball. I will not be out there athleting guys like I did playing beach volleyball when I was 24, but I know the game well enough that would give my team an edge.
I played a ton of volleyball growing up, not on the beach, but I believe I'm a decent setter. So, yeah. I
mean, beach volleyball is a different world.
It is.
Different world.
Yeah, I'm doing that. The only problem is if when I hit the beach, the divot would be so big it might require shovels. But, you know.
I'm going to go ahead and say, against the average guy, I'm probably good in boxing. But it's a background thing again.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a where I came from thing.
I'm not doing that. So
against the now remember it's Olympics. You're going headgear and heavy gloves.
Yeah, I know.
This is boxing less for knockouts. This is points boxing.
I still don't want to get hit in the face.
I feel like
that's happened enough throughout my life that I don't want any more of that.
Texter said this segment seems to be just Rob telling us how awesome he is. We get it, dude. Power of the beard. Hashtag war. Oh, sorry. Wrong show. It is the wrong show, first off. It's not. Again, I just have some of the stuff we've gotten on. We are about to come to a middle of the list where I am about to go off the rails with, nope, suck at that, suck at that. For instance, break dancing. Nope. You can give me a week of practice. I could not break dance.
I mean, come on. We're popping and locking.
If I can't do the robot and have that count, I'm out. Can't do it.
You can if you can do it realistically. That can be a breaking move.
Canoe slalom. Now, I don't know why they call it canoe, because they're kayaks, not canoes. I guess internationally they're called canoes. I've kayaked, but never like rapids kayaking. I feel like I'm not doing anything in canoe slalom.
We know a couple people who have done that, including one that's on, you know, later on this afternoon on this
right,
station.
But that doesn't help me in the competition.
Well, yeah, but I mean, tips, tricks, you know, that kind of stuff. Stone Man can help you out because he still hits the lake all the time. I would not fit in a kayak. That's one of those sports that fat guys can't do. And yeah, I just can't. I've even looked at them close, like over at Dick's and some of the sporting goods places, just to see and see the opening and go, no. That's never happening for me.
Shane said break dancing is an Olympic sport as of this year.
Overdue. Should have been late 80s, early 90s when it first started. But they finally got it in there. They persevered and they got it in there. And I cannot wait to see what the Luxembourgians do on their break dancing routine.
BMX freestyle, BMX racing. I'm not doing anything on the freestyle. I'm not doing tricks on a bike.
Yeah, the racing, though, that's something totally different.
Racing, I feel like against the average competitor, I'd probably be okay. Like, I don't think I'm going to excel, but I feel like I'd be competitive against the average dude.
I'm going to do decent once I get past the initial drop-in. Have you seen how steep that drop-in is? If I can get past that part without, you know, eating handlebar, then I'm probably okay.
I will tell you a biking event that I would excel at, because it is another thing I, again, used to do frequently, mountain bike cycling, downhill on a mountain on a bike. I feel like I'd be, again, maybe not excel, but I would compete in this. I used to ride, in fact, my mountain bike is next to my bow in storage right now. I feel like I could break it out, dust it off, put some new inner tubes in the tire, and compete in mountain bike cycling against the average American. I feel like I'd be good there. Road cycling, no chance. Again, I get winded up and down stairs. I'm not riding 800 miles on a bike without dying. Downhill, no problem. I'm real good on a bike if I don't have to pedal.
Well, going downhill, I mean, the only thing you got to do is not bail.
Yeah.
I mean, and keep it together, but, oh.
Yeah. Cycling road, I'm out. Cycling track, I'm out. I'm not going to be competitive in that.
That's just speed.
Yeah.
It's, on a bike.
But it's constant acceleration. I would be out.
And when they wreck, oh, it's ugly.
Diving. High-rise diving.
Nope.
Nope. I do not have that level of body control.
Also, did you see how high they really get?
Bro, what is it, like 30-meter board, which is like 60 feet in the air?
It's like a couple stories. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think I would be lucky to just like step off of that and go feet first and not be like a cartoon.
And then you smack somewhere that takes a while to heal.
Yeah. I'm going to go with one that I'm crossing out because I don't think the average American could do this, is all the equestrian events. Dressage. Don't get me wrong. I'll be watching the hell up out of some dressage. Dancing horses is where it's at.
Oh, it's really cool. I've never been on a horse before and probably never will. Not that I'm afraid. It's just the horse might be afraid of me. I'm just, yeah.
There's no average American that can do an equestrian event. You either grew up doing this or you don't.
I know some people in rodeo that I think could probably do it. But yeah.
Again, you either grew up around horses
or
you didn't. Olympic fencing.
Come on, you said average guy. Oh, we're doing that.
I've never done it.
Yeah, we're doing that.
I feel like I've watched enough pirate movies that I would be good.
I did it with at a Renaissance Festival, and they put balloons on top of the – we were wearing leather mail and wearing a helmet, and the helmet had a balloon on top. And they were Epis, I think, and which is basically what they're fencing with anyway, but it was a thicker rod for when we did this. And we were trying to hit each other so hard that it wrapped all the way around and hit the other person in the back. Which we did accomplish. So I think I could do this.
I feel
especially like, against. I mean, if I'm picking some guy who just drove down Woodruff Road, I got that guy.
Yeah, average dude. I think I'd be okay, but I think a lot of that would come from the boxing background, like learning how to watch feet and hips to anticipate moves and avoid, and then stab in heart. I feel like I'd be okay with that. Soccer, you let me play goalie, my team's winning. All right, I'm outplaying the average American in goal. You're not scoring on my team of average dudes.
All right, the average American's cardio probably is not good.
That's why I'm playing goalie.
Yeah, so I mean, you know,
a team of 11 average dudes, just 11 dudes off the street, unless they like one of those guys ends up being like a you know, former soccer player. A group of 11 average dudes is not scoring on my soccer team if I'm in goal.
But I'll get a red card really quick.
Yeah, you're not helping my team at all, average guy.
Well, am I? Am
you're
not
I helping
not?
My team
if
at all.
I take, no! If I take out their star player, I'm just
then they
I'm
replace
saying,
him, you're off and I got to play
yeah,
down a man.
Yeah, but
that's worse.
Right, right. You're down me. They're down their star player.
You're not catching their star player. All due respect. The average, not the average man, but there's going to be one guy on that team that is faster than both of us. That's why I put myself in goal. Also,
That guy's going to slow down at some point, and he's not watching his back the entire time. That's all I'm saying.
Golf is an Olympic sport again this year. I feel like I'm holding my own against the average amount. I'm not competitive. I'm not winning a medal. But I feel like I'm in contention in the final round. Like
I've only played
course.
A couple of times. I'm not even going to act like I have a shot at that.
I feel like I would be real good at handball. I feel like I'd be real good at handball.
You ever tried handball before?
I have not.
Yeah.
I have not. I just feel like I'd be good at it. Right? Like a lot of handball is it's jumping into the paint to create leverage on a shot.
It's like racquetball without the racket, right?
No, handball's like soccer, but you're throwing the ball around. They have the painted zone in the middle.
Oh, okay.
You've seen it before. You just didn't recognize it as handball.
I've seen it before and went, man, that's stupid, and I just moved on to something else.
Texter said, I've been to medieval times twice. I could do the horse stuff.
There you go. There you go.
I feel like I would be okay at handball. Hockey... I'm going to go ahead and tell you, 95% of average Americans are not playing hockey. Skating's hard. Puck handling is hard. Skating while puck handling is beyond the athletic ability of most average American
men. Not
just
skating, but skating backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, no, thank you.
We're not in Greenville, South Carolina. We're not fielding enough hockey players to put a team together. Judo, I don't think I'd be any good at judo, to be honest. It's too much leverage and body control, yeah, of which I lack those things.
I mean, of course, the average person who doesn't know judo, I can hold my own with judo.
I've never done it, so I got nothing. I think I'm toast. Marathon swimming, ain't neither one of us involved there. Modern pentathlon against the average American. All right, so that includes running, jumping, javelin, discus, and wrestling is the modern pentathlon.
Ooh, okay.
No
pole vaulting in that one.
Riding with a show jumping course on an unfamiliar horse that the athlete is allocated in a draw just 20 minutes before they compete. Fencing, which is split into two rounds. Swimming, a 200-meter freestyle. Running and shooting with a laser run where athletes alternate between running and shooting at five targets from a distance of 10 meters with a pistol.
No, and this is the guy you just want to survive an apocalypse.
Yes.
With. That's who
yes,
this is.
Yes, this event is, could you survive the zombie apocalypse? I feel like I'm doing okay. I feel like the field events and the shooting keep me competitive. I'm losing ground in the running. I feel like the shooting events keep me even, though. I feel like I'm making most of those.
Yeah, but what about the wrestling?
I got nothing. I've never wrestled. I've literally never had interest in wrestling. Texter said, guys, a strong group of second graders could beat us in everything. No, I could out-wrestle a second grader. I accept that challenge.
Are you sure?
I'm relatively sure.
Some second graders have been wrestling their entire life.
I would Andre the Giant some second graders.
All right, it's not that kind of wrestling.
Rhythmic gymnastics. Let's be clear. If there is a gymnastic event I'm competing in, it's ribbons on a stick gymnastics. That's the best I'm going to do. I'm not doing jack on the rings, the parallel bars, the pommel horse. I'm not doing a damn thing in the gymnastics except ribbon on a stick.
How's your tights game, though? I mean, because you get...
Tights game strong.
Okay.
Real strong.
Okay. All right.
It's the you have what?
What's your color scheme for your ribbon?
Oh, black and gold, dude.
Okay.
Black leotard, gold ribbon.
All right, there you go.
I feel like I've got enough rhythm that I could put something together here. It wouldn't be exceptional, but I could put something together.
Yeah,
here.
But isn't that one of those things where you have to have a partner?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. I feel, again, I'm not saying I would be competitive.
Because I was curious, if you did have to have a partner with the rhythmic thing, who in this building would you pick? And not me, of course.
No.
Not that you would anyway. I'm going with Mark Hendricks, because I think we would make a really good pair for the
rhythmic. No, because you got to be like smiling happy, and I don't know if he's got the showbiz face. The smile, happy showbiz face.
I've seen it. It's scary.
Yeah.
People would be afraid not to applaud.
All right. I know who I'm going with. I'm going with Tori. Tori's my pick.
Okay. All right.
Tori's my pick.
All right.
That's about the strongest you're going to get. Let's finish these up. Rowing, another stamina sport, I'm out. Like the form I could do, but when they start rowing like 8 miles down a river, I'm out.
Yeah, but you could be the guy who's setting the rhythm.
Yeah, if I get to be the front and the guy in the front with the bullhorn, stroke, yeah, stroke. I could be that guy.
That guy gets a medal too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. What is he called? The boatswain, the coxswain, I think they call him.
Let's go with that.
Rugby sevens. With the right team of average dudes, I'd be okay at rugby. It's just a modified football. I'd be okay. I wouldn't be great, but I've been around it and I've played it a couple of times. I'd be okay.
You also have to have really good cardio, and you're not wearing football pads.
I'd be needing a break, but yeah. I'd be able to go for it. Sailing, I'd be fine with sailing. I've been on sailboats many, many times. I could put together, if you let me be in charge of the average boat, we'd be competitive. Shooting, I'm absolutely competitive with the average American in shooting. Grew up shooting, no problem. Skateboarding, not a chance. Not a chance. The skateboarding event to me would be like, can you stand on top of one of those real, like, not even the big ramps, just like the regular, like sidewalk ramps, and go down it without falling down. If that's the competition, I got a shot. But if there's an average guy that can, like, just do an ollie, he's beating me.
Yeah, I'm not even dropping in on
nope.
that. I'm just nope. looking over the lip going, nah, you know what? I ain't doing this.
Rock climbing. Like, it seems like one of those things surface level. You'd be like, I can figure this out. But if you ever watch these guys, like, fly up the wall, it's insane.
Got to have really strong hands and balance.
No, sure. I'm not. None of us are doing anything rock climbing. Surfing, again, I feel like I'm okay in this because I feel like 98% of the average Americans can't even get up on the board. I can get on the board.
So
I can't do anything on
it. You've been surfing before.
I grew up on the beach, yeah. Anything that's got to do...
I mean, you could grow up on the beach and never even touch the water.
But again, where I'm from, the highest waves are like 4 feet tall, right? So surfing for me, where I'm from, is stand on board and then just go until the wave dies.
So you're that boogie board kid who runs along and just jumps on.
I did skimboard as a kid.
Okay.
I did skimboard. I can surf. I can get up on the board, but I'm not doing anything. But I feel like against the average American, that puts me in the top 5%. Of average Americans.
Point Break is one of my favorite movies of all time, so that means I should do all right.
Swimming, nope, not doing anything. Table tennis, I got beat by Mark Ryan. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you're out there.
Yep. Taekwondo, not doing anything. Tennis, I feel like I'm competitive against the average American. I feel like I would be competing in tennis against the average dude out there. Again, grew up on a golf course as well. I played tennis as a kid. I took lessons. I feel like enough of that memory is still locked in there that I could compete on a tennis court. Trampoline, I'd snap a kneecap on the first jump. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no trampoline.
Triathlon, absolutely not. It's like, hey, is one stamina event not enough? Do three of them without a break. No, I'm good. Volleyball, again, I'd be okay. Against the average guy, I'd be okay. Water polo, nope, I will quit. I will quit before I get
the quit
pool.
Life.
I will quit.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I will. I'm not kidding. I will die if I try to play water. I will drown if I try to play water polo.
I would just. I just want to be a reserve and wear one of those hats.
Nope.
Just because I want to see how dumb
nope.
I look.
Because something would happen where coach would be like, "We're out of guys. Brown, get in the pool." And I'd be like, "Nope." Hit in the shower, coach. Weightlifting. This one's interesting because I am nowhere near what I used to do. All right, mid 20s, I was maxed out on the bench at 255. 255, it's respectable. I am not maxed out at 255. If I got 200 up right now, it'd be a great day. But I also feel like against the average dude, Zoe, I feel like you and I could lift against the average man off the street and be competitive. You don't think so?
I don't, maybe. Maybe. It just depends on where we're getting the average man from.
Yeah, well, I'm saying if we just go downtown and get 100 dudes, first 100 guys we see walking down Main Street
in Grimm,
South Carolina.
We're going downtown to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like if we go downtown, just pick the first 100 dudes on average, I feel like you and I are in the top 20% of weightlifters.
It also depends on what time of day downtown.
Wrestling, I got no shot. Lonzo does.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. I have never lost my wrestling knowledge. It doesn't mean that I can react like I used to and never said I was the greatest. But against the average guy, I'm good.
I got nothing outside of that. So there's your sports against the average American. What sport are you most competitive at? Against the average American, what sport are you most competitive at? Let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, we got a bunch more that we need to get to on the show. We will hit the ground running when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I got plenty more that I want to talk about, but Lonzo brought something up, and I'm a little bit behind the clock here, so let's jump on this for just a minute. We're talking Olympics. We just went down the list of every Olympic sport in the 2024 Paris Olympics and asked the question, of all these sports, against the average person, just dude off the street, which ones would you genuinely be competitive in? I would say of the 50 sports, probably 12 of them, I feel like I would be competitive. Most of those because I had a background and they are niche. I have taken boxing lessons from Roy Jones Jr. I have a leg up on the average dude who's probably never boxed before. I played beach volleyball all the time growing up. I have an edge over somebody who's never been on the beach before. The one sport that, well, scratch that. There's a lot of these sports I would not be competitive. But one that I know I would not be competitive in is wrestling. And I will be upfront. It's never clicked to me. It's never entertained me. The list of sports that I've never been entertained by is incredibly short. Lacrosse is on that list. Wrestling is on that list. Now, that does not mean that I disrespect the sport. I do disrespect lacrosse. I don't get it. I'll never understand it. It basically feels like as long as you don't mind being shoulder checked and whacked with a stick, you can be good at lacrosse.
See, I'm surprised that wrestling doesn't appeal to you from the intellectual standpoint, because wrestling is a very intellectual sport. I know some people are laughing right now, but it's about you learn early on. You plan moves ahead of time. You plan, okay, if he does this, I'm doing this. If he does that, I'm doing this. Or I'm going to be the aggressor. I'm going to do this. If he counters with this, I'm going to counter with that. You are constantly thinking. Of course, some of it is instinctual, because in practice you do the same things over and over again, which is how practice works in every sport. But it is a thinking man sport. Or women, because women do it too. And that's the fun part. And you find out that a lot of the smarter guys are better at wrestling because they're better at plotting their course in their head of how they're going to handle anything that comes at them on the mat.
This is one of those things that I can say legitimately, I get it. I understand. And yet it's never clicked for me. Like, you don't need to preach to me. That sounds worse than it is. I understand all of those things. I get it. I understand it's very cerebral. I understand it's incredibly complex. I understand the concept of it is one of the few sports where it's just man on man and the better and smarter dude wins. I get all of those things. And yet I have watched wrestling matches on TV, Greco-Roman, amateur, whatever version of it. I have gone and watched with buddies of mine the annual Big Ten Conference Championship Tournament. I have watched everything from heavyweights down to flyweight or whatever the low divisions are. I have tried it. And I can say this about just about every sport. I will try it. And I will try it with someone who loves the sport. How many times have you guys heard me say, if you don't like NASCAR, don't just watch a race and think that's going to win you over. Watch it with somebody who knows the sport. If you don't like hockey, don't just go to a game and think you're going to get it. Go with someone who loves the sport and can explain the intricacies of it. I have done that with wrestling, and it's just never clicked. So my question here is, for those of you in the Rob Brown Show Armada out there listening across the globe, how many of you truly vibe with wrestling? Like, and I'm not talking WWAW, I'm talking about Greco-Roman, amateur, on the mat, you know, singlet wrestling. Because I have tried it with big wrestling guys, and even with them explaining the intricacies to me, it just never clicked for me. And I used to chalk that up to, well, where I come from, it wasn't big, and so I didn't grow up around it. But here's the thing. I'm from the beach in Florida. Neither was ice hockey. But now at 39, I adore ice hockey. I didn't grow up with it, but that doesn't mean things I didn't grow up with haven't grown on me. For some reason, wrestling has not grown on me.
Yeah, Andrew on the stream says, I watched the NCAA tourney, and it was pretty amazing. It was, especially if you're a Penn State fan. You can't teach someone how to like something. You're right. It's different when you go and you experience it. It's also different. Let's say 5 years from now, Lou gets into wrestling and becomes a wrestler. When he hits high school, suddenly he's wrestling. I don't know if they have wrestling as a high school sport in Florida, But if they do, suddenly he's into wrestling and you go there and then you have an interest in it because your nephew's in there and you're talking to your nephew and he's telling you all the things about it. And then you're going in there and you have a rooting interest. I think that helps to spark interest also.
I don't have an issue with the argument. I watched the Big Ten Conference tournament 5-6 years ago with a buddy of mine who was a wrestler at Penn State University. Big Ten wrestling, which Big Ten is the SEC of wrestling.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I watched it with a guy who wrestled at Penn State. I mean, huge fan of the Nittany Lions. This was his favorite thing. And he had a buddy who was on, or like a buddy's kid or something, who was on the team. And he's like, that's my guy. This is my dude. He's going to be wrestling today at 2:30 or whatever. And I tried. Now, yes, I didn't have that like direct connection to it, but I had a rooting interest. Because if I go to an event that I don't have a rooting interest with a guy, I'll root for whoever his guy is. I own baseball hats from minor league teams around America because if I go visit a friend and they got minor league baseball, you're taking me to a game, and I am a fan of whoever the home team is every time. Yet, even showing up like, all right, like you're a Penn State guy, I'll pull for the Nittany Lions today because I don't really care about anybody in this tournament, it still did not, it just did not click. And I remember a couple of years back when wrestling got pulled from the Olympics, the wrestling community was in shambles by that. And
especially because
I didn't care.
It was one of the original sports. Absolutely. From the original Olympics. It was stupid them pulling wrestling. It made no sense at all. I would say to you, you're wearing a Burns shirt today. You call Burns games. If you ever have a chance, if you're over there and there's a wrestling meet going on, just pop in and watch some. And I really think atmosphere has to do with it, too.
Again, I get it, but man, I have tried. I promise you, this isn't for a lack of effort on my part. I have done everything except go to the biggest events. I've been in high school wrestling match. I'll give you the example. When I was coming out of high school, one of my very dearest friends from high school, Heidi Warner, was a wrestler on the girls wrestling team for Choctahatchee High School where I went to school. And the wrestling team very frequently had meets in the basketball gym that worked around like basketball practices and whatnot. And I would go support. I had buddies on the wrestling team. Dana Arthur, one of the guys I played football with, real good wrestler. I went. I was around. Rah, rah, shish, boom, bah, let's go Big Green. I was all in for the school spirit back in the day. And yet, when I would go to events to support the school, I would go to the girls' soccer games. I would go to baseball. It didn't matter. I loved it. I was a big school spirit kind of guy. All I cared about when I would go watch the wrestling matches is like, can y'all hurry up so the basketball team can use the basketball gym, please?
All right. So this is not a gotcha moment, but I'm going to remind you of this conversation next time you really try to get me into soccer.
That, again, I understand.
Because it's the same sort of thing for me with that.
I will say this, and I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I am willing to bet you have not put the effort into learning soccer that I put into learning wrestling. I'd be willing to bet. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying I'd be willing to bet. How many soccer matches have you gone to live in person? Because I've been to at least a dozen wrestling matches. Granted, low level, high school amateurs, not big time colleges. But I've been to about a dozen wrestling matches, and even watching it in person, it does not click to me.
All right, I've been to the same level of play for soccer, high school.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. And I will tell you again.
And by the way, I understand the game, and I get how difficult it is. The scoring system makes me mad. So you're never gonna
the scoring system in that a goal is 1 point?
In that all they won when they just tied. And the crowd.
So the point system, three points for a win, one for a tie to both teams.
The fact that you get excited over a tie, that will always bother me because that's not a win. So, I mean, a tie is not a win. And it could be the greatest sport in the world, but when you declare a tie as a win, you lose me. It's just, sorry, because that's not true.
Well, it's not a win. It's a draw. But a draw gets you 1 point. It also gets the other team 1 point.
Well, it's still,
and when you accumulate points,
you should get nothing for a tie.
So the difference is, again, in the American sports system, obviously the positioning of a team in a postseason is determined by wins and losses, by the record. Versus in football and soccer, where it's determined by if you win a game, you get 3 points. If you draw a game, both teams get a point. If you lose, obviously, you get no points. And then, obviously, the tiebreakers go to goal differential. How many points did you score versus give away? Then home goal differential, then away goal differential. It's just a different system, and I am willing to. And, again, I will go with you to a big-time college. If Clemson hosts a wrestling match and the Buckeyes are coming down, I'll go with you.
I'm not as interested in college wrestling as I am in high school. So I like the high school level better.
See, if you're arguing that high school wrestling is better than college wrestling.
I never said that.
I
said I like it better. And you know what it is? It's more accessible. So as far as me and you actually going to see something, we could go right over there to Malden High School and see it on a Tuesday night. So it's not like we don't have to drive forever to get there. High school is more accessible because there are high schools all over the place and they all wrestle. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm again.
Same with soccer. I mean, high school soccer going on all over the place.
Sure.
Rec league. You can just go down and watch a rec league soccer game. That's why I'm not interested in watching college level.
I would also say, like, you've got to watch the best athletes do it to get it.
No, you don't.
I think you do.
No.
How many high school football games you go to versus sit at home on Sundays and watch the NFL from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until bedtime?
During my time, I watched a ton.
How many recently?
Yeah, but that's
correct.
Because,
exactly, because the NFL's better.
But no.
It is. It's not a question. That's a statement. The
right,
NFL's better
football.
Right.
You're doing this thing where you know I'm not going anywhere because I don't go anywhere. It has nothing to do with
okay, here's
with
what
that.
I do know. As somebody who calls games, as somebody who has a vested interest in high school football succeeding, the biggest high school games in this area are drawing what, 7,000, 8,000 people? I can get 7,000 people to a Clemson practice. Easy. Not a problem. We want to watch the best athletes play. I think that to watch the best version of a sport is to learn to love that sport. I have tried it with wrestling. It's never clicked. I've tried it with lacrosse. It's never clicked.
I think if you try it from a lower level and you see people being taught how to do something, then you appreciate it a little bit more because as you watch them learn, you're also learning about the sport.
Nah, I disagree with that entirely.
Sounds elitist to me. I'm just saying. You know, I'm more grassroots than you are. That's weird.
You live on a compound.
I do. A lot of grass.
The definition
there.
Of gar grass.
And a lot of roots.
Back after this to wrap up hour three of the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Off State.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate. We'll come back to that discussion we were having a little bit later. I want to get to this. There was a baseball game on the other day. The Padres taking on the Dodgers. A couple of rivals. There was a dinger hit by Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, who is a stud for the Padres. The ball flew out into the outfield. It was caught by a gentleman that was wearing Dodger blue. This man caught the ball and threw a ball back on the field. I say a ball because this man was a genius. He pulled the old switcheroo He pulled out a different baseball and threw the different baseball out onto the field, allowing him to keep the Manny Machado dinger in his back pocket. Well, the old tradition in baseball, obviously, if you're at home, the away team hits a home run, you throw the ball back. We don't want a ball from the bad guy. I hate that, because even if I hate that team, there's 27,000 people in that stadium, and I'm the one who caught it. Yeah, I'm keeping that. It's a memento. This guy subscribes to that. He got interviewed on the Televisión about that, and he said this. My man said, I pulled the switcheroo. The Dodger fans are mad, or would be mad, but they didn't catch me. However, my wife's going to be mad because I got too many baseballs at home already. First off, my man, live your best life, all right? Add a room onto your house if you need. Why is that a thing your wife will be mad at? Catching a baseball at a Major League Baseball game? That's awesome. That's awesome.
He may have a room like with 150 baseballs in it.
That's
too much. That's hoarding.
And?
It's excessive.
How many Funko Pops you got?
Which place? Here, or at home?
I think my point stands.
Yeah, but mine are strategically placed in a way where they're not in the way, and their art is able to shine.
Let my man live, all right? Wife, let him live. If that's his thing. I will say this. I did, however, stumble upon an entire community of people, though, called ball hawks. And all these guys do is they study the numbers, they find out where guys are most likely to hit dingers, and then they run to that section of the ballpark, and their only job is to snag and sell home run balls. I don't know how I feel about that. There's a dude whose name I won't say because I don't want him to get more notorious, who I have watched multiple times. He goes to games, he wears spandex shirts, I guess so he can run around the ballpark faster, and is literally willing to pull home run balls out of the gloves of kids. Now, I am 100% on board with, if you catch a ball, you are under no obligation to give it to a kid, all right? You're under no obligation. I don't care how many grubby little hands are in your face going, I'm a kid, give me the ball. I don't care. It's mine. I caught this. But if a kid catches the ball and you go in the glove to pull it out, death penalty. Automatic capital punishment, as far as I'm concerned. This dude,
it's a little extreme.
Don't care. I mean, you're pulling a home run ball out of the glove of a kid? That?
I mean, it's definitely really bad taste. But,
okay, fine. Life in prison. No parole.
Or maybe just a punch in the face by that kid's dad or mom.
I'm good with that, too. Yeah. I'm good with that, too. I hate it. I hate it so much. This guy, though, wife, let my guy live, all right? Let him live. He's got a hobby. He's not hurting anybody. He's just out there shagging balls. Let my guy live. I love that he pulled the switcheroo on an entire stadium of people. Sports flash.
By the way, don't throw your wife under the bus in front of national TV. That's the dumb part. For the second consecutive game, the Atlanta Braves offense took over in the ninth inning to lock up a win. The Braves held a 2-1 lead over the Astros before Orlando Arcia, Austin Riley, Marcell Ozuna, and Michael Harris, the second, all notched RBIs to lock up the 6-1 win. Team USA's men's basketball roster is being finalized ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympics. Several veterans will carry the flag, including LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Halliburton. Steve Kerr will coach the team. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, and a lot of fun. It's all Wire to Wire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.